$19 million. So it's a very good collection rate, very consistent with last year's collection rate on tuition. I want to slow down a couple of places here. Payments on behalf, we've talked about it at the budget. We separated out payments on behalf, this billion dollars. And we have this $24 million of health insurance that I talked about at the top. The $445 million, this is all the health care costs that the state of Illinois is paying for university employees. The rest of this is pension, and the pension, this is the contribution the state's supposed to be making for pension. And you can see it ratchets up. Again, the reason it ratchets up is there was a promise made back in 1995 that starting at the beginning of this decade, there would be an increased amount of amortization of the unfunded liability, but they certainly haven't been keeping up with it. So we look at the pension. This is basically the projection for 2013. Of the pension costs that university would incur, the state would pay $387 million is the amortization of the unfunded liability. I'll talk a little bit more about that. And this is where we really are into the legislation. About $190 million would be the normal cost of for pensions for 2013. And and this is what, if you take a look, this is about 12% of payroll for the university is basically the pension cost. And this is the piece that is under the legislation. Where if the legislation passes during the lame duck session, that would be about $16 million for each percent. And right now we're looking at, when they start this, having the university pay for its normal cost, the idea is that we will start paying a half a percent more. So that would be roughly $8 million increments. Of course, that would grow as salaries grow. But that's what we're looking at. And ultimately, to basically potentially pick up as much as this $190 million or whatever the numbers is. They might not have us go all the way to the full 12%, but that's what's at stake here with this pension bill that's coming up in the lame duck session. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, we keep talking about this unfunded liability. The University of Illinois participates, the employees are participating in the state university retirement system. The state university retirement system, as of FY12, and I think it's a pretty firm number, is $19.3 billion unfunded. That's the unfunded liability. What we did is we took a look at how much of that belongs to the University of Illinois. $7.7 billion is the University of Illinois' unfunded liability. The reason I bring this up is, up until now, our financial statements, we just disclose what our pension obligation is participating in the state program. Starting the year after next, and I think only Lester and I can get excited about this, is the accountants are telling us we have got to put this $7.7 billion liability on our books. So this liability will certainly wipe us out as far as our balances. When we put this on the books, I'm sure it'll be put on as a separate item, but that's something the accountants are doing. The accountants are also meddling with the way we calculate the liability. They're meddling with how we treat smoothing of the assets. So, but there are big changes coming in accounting for pensions for this university.
How will that affect bond ratings and borrowing capacity?
I think that the rating agency is one of the ones that are basically pushing real hard on this for disclosure purposes. They're actually carrying it further. They want you to calculate, they want to use for your investment assumptions, no longer can use the 7 or 8 or whatever you use. They want you to use no more than a corporate bond rate for basically the, so it's like 5 is the best you can probably find. That's the way, so Moody's is basically putting their own calculation on this and looking at this burden. I think it'll still go back to who pays for that, but we're going to have to put that on our books, and that's going to be something that the rating agencies are very, very much all over. A couple of quick just updates. Every year, I've always been asked to basically say how did the utilities budget do versus actual. This is for fiscal year 12, all the way back to 2008. The reason we did is back in 2008-07, we had some problems. We were well over the budget as far as our actual utility expense. For fiscal year 12, it's not quite audited yet, but about a $9 million savings for utilities in fiscal year 12. So we basically have been able to keep that. And part of that is basically the policies of basically advanced purchasing gas and electricity for the university, locking in good